see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 9 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday, June the 19th. We're going to start things off right here with Bonnie Pintozzi. Bonnie Pintozzi, the Travel Authority and L Tour Company, making us up close and personal, seeing that wonderful world of ours. Welcome back, Bonnie Pintozzi, for the Travel Show.
Hi, Crystal and Colleen. It's a wonderful day, and we're going to have an incredible guest on who's going to really show us what a wonderful world this is, because we can do this worldwide, okay?
We certainly can. So we're going to be welcoming, it looks like, Diana Rahm from Windstar Cruises. Welcome, Diana.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Well, Diana, take us to 180 degrees away from the ordinary. Tell us about Windstar and where we can go, because I know about it, but I want our listeners to just sit back, listen to an incredible story.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. So Windstar Cruises is probably one of the most not known cruise lines out there. But, you know, it is very, very special. We actually have 6 ships. 3 of them are sailing ships, and 3 of them are all suite ships. But the great thing is it's really the places that Windstar can take you. We really are all over the world. We're small. Our largest ship is 314 passengers. And our smallest ship is 148 passengers. But because of that, we really are able to go into ports and places that usually don't even see ships. So we take your guests to ports and immerse them in cultures that they otherwise wouldn't be able to experience.
And you are speaking to an audience that lives in the Great Lakes. We enjoy our boating. We enjoy our waters. We enjoy, you know, our opportunity to really sit back and relax. So Windstar is a perfect type of opportunity, especially for all of us that live up here and love the sea, the waters.
Right, right. And, you know, that is something actually that is very special about Windstar as well. We do not go into the major ports in most cases. We actually port and anchor where the yachts do. So they really do get that sailing type of experience wherever it is that we go. I mentioned earlier how we get your guests closer. And as an example, when we go to Dubrovnik, most of the ships are about 30 miles away and you have to be bused into this beautiful walled city. With Windstar, we actually anchor, because we're small, right in front of the walled city. And our guests get to walk into the walled city like the soldiers did back in the day. So those are the different types of experiences that we offer. I personally went on a sailing last year. It was called the Gaelic Explorers. It started in Dublin, Ireland, and ended in Edinburgh, Scotland, which, by the way, we made a whiskey tour. So, you know, we went to all these great whiskey distilleries along the way. But the great part about it is one of the islands that we went to, the island of Mull, really, they don't see cruise lines ever. And kids were taken out of school to come and say hello to the cruise ship passengers.
Oh, that's
and
the coolest.
It's that kind of experience that you will never, ever get on a large ship. And it really is what our guests come back for with Windstar over and over again. We have a 60% return rate, so that's a pretty high return rate because of the special experiences and the wow things that happen to them when they're on a Windstar sailing.
Well, Diane, what's really fun is when our clients come back and they say, you know, this was like going, and this is fun, to my favorite neighborhood restaurant. Seriously, because you see friends at the table across the way and things like that. And honestly, the staff knows you automatically. I mean, they learn your names and know what you want to order. You just feel so comfortable there.
And it isn't something that they do because it's part of their job. They do it because they want to. What our guests say about Windstar, and I have to say, even traveling myself, I feel the same way. You feel like you're coming back to a family's home. And quite honestly, you know, I'll come back on a ship and they'll be like, Miss Diana, you know, how have you been? And, you know, you almost want to think that that's part of what they're supposed to do, except they know what sailing I was on, what I ate when I was on the last sailing, what I like to do, and they make jokes about it. And I feel terrible because, you know, you come back on these ships and honestly, I might remember one or two people. Everyone on the ship remembers our guests, and our guests love that. They really love that. It's funny because I look at my coworkers' Facebook pages, people from the ship, and how many guests actually have friended them on Facebook.
Oh, that's the coolest.
Definitely. And you have the open bridge for a chat with the captain as well, right? Or coffee with the first mate. You're doing things so differently.
We do. We actually have an open bridge policy for our guests when we are sailing. And the only time they can't go on the bridge is when we're in port. But other than that, they can come and go from the bridge whenever they want. And they can go there and they can learn about chart reading, how the sails go up, what we're looking for. You know, sometimes you can actually see wildlife from the back. And it really is a very interesting part of the Windstar cruise. And I don't know any other ship that has an open bridge policy. There are cruise lines that will take you on a bridge tour. But in our case, you can actually go stand there all day for all we care.
Wow.
We even now have a program where the captain, we have a special bridge roast of coffee. And in the mornings, the captain will host that special bridge coffee up in that area and answer any questions. So it really is a wonderful part of our sailing.
Think about sunset or sunrise. I mean, think about the beauty of all that as well. Enjoying your favorite blend of coffee up there as well.
Just having a cup of coffee with the captain.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Amazing.
Okay, Diane, what happens is Crystal and I and Colleen, we speak about food.
Yeah, we love food.
We love food. So
who doesn't, right?
What will we dine upon when we sail with Windstar?
Well, first of all, you're talking to a person who loves food as well. But we all know that everybody diets before they go on vacation. They diet after they come back from vacation. But during vacation, they want to experience the best food they've ever had. And on Windstar, they really get that. We are the official cruise line of the James Beard Foundation, which means our level of food and beverage is very, very high. Our staff is actually trained by James Beard chefs, but we also serve James Beard menu items on all of our sailings. The best part about Windstar is we do source our food and beverage locally as much as we can. You know, a big ship, they can't arrive in port and say, hey, I'll take fish for $6,000. With Windstar, we really can go into a port and buy fresh fish and buy fresh fruit and buy fresh vegetables because we're smaller and we cook to order. So it really is, I mean, people rave about our food.
And without a doubt, the food is one of the things, but they're also raving about some of the activities and things that you do that are very different than you have on other cruise lines, especially with some of the water sports and things, right?
So we do offer on all of our sailings, we have a complimentary water sports platform, and the equipment on these platforms range based on where we're going. For example, when we're in Tahiti, we have a lot more paddle boards because that's what our guests like to do there. But we have things like water skiing, paddle boards, some little sail boards. We have a big swim platform that you can go out on. And for people like me that I'm deathly afraid of sharks. So I wouldn't water ski, but we have this big blow-up chair that actually takes you around like water skiing. So I never get dumped in the water. So we really have a variety of equipment. We have snorkeling equipment for our guests, and that is all complimentary, and our guests really, really look forward to that. But you also mentioned, you know, we have some very unique shore excursions that are not offered on a typical large ship. We do a lot of small type of shore excursions, and we go places that we'll only take smaller groups. For example, a private tour of the Vatican and things along that line. So we really have a lot of special, unique activities for our guests while they're on board and while they're on shore.
Oh, just a private tour of the Vatican. Yeah.
Well, you might run into maybe the Pope, but, but at the same time.
Try.
Absolutely.
And a good point with that is, for when we're in Alaska, every cruise line in the world is in Alaska. We know that. It's a beautiful place to go. But Windstar is different in Alaska because we have that water sports platform. We actually sail up through the fjords and we anchor in the national parks. But right from the back of the water sports platform, your guests get to get on Zodiacs and kayaks and have that up-close personal Alaska experience that they just can't get anywhere else.
Now, and when we look at the destinations, and when I talked about the worldwide, what type of itinerary would you recommend sometimes for maybe a first-time Windstar cruise passenger?
Mm-hmm. So we're known for a couple of sailings. One of them is we sail the Greek Isles. And truthfully, it's a sellout every year. We have several sailings of it, but it is very, very special to do that. First of all, it's a fabulous itinerary. But one of the unique things that we do with Windstar when we do the Greek Isle sailings is we actually include it in the price of the sailing. We bring your guests after hours to Ephesus, where they're treated to a five-course white glove dinner in the star under the stars in the Library of Celsius. Those are things that are priceless. And then on top of it, we have a three-piece orchestra playing in the background. You know, when you go to Ephesus on your own, which is probably the most beautiful ruins you'll ever see in your life, but when you go there, you're there with thousands of people. With Windstar, the most that will be in that whole entire Ephesus is 300. Those are the unique experiences that we have. My favorite sailing that I've done was called Italy Dalmatian Coast, which started in Venice and it ended in Rome, so two great port cities on either end. But we really did get a very unique experiences going to down through Couture, going through Dubrovnik. I mean, just a lot of great things that you probably wouldn't see if you weren't on a Windstar sailing.
And the Amalfi Coast, you can't describe it. You have to just see it, right?
Absolutely.
And because we're small, we actually sail very close to shore. When I was on this particular sailing, we were coming back through up through Couture, and we actually stopped for about 45 minutes because we were by a volcano that started erupting. And we were so close that, you know, I was actually able to take photos with my camera, and you saw this erupting volcano. Now, of course, erupting, you think lava pouring down. It wasn't like that. It was just, you know, the puffs of smoke and the ashes coming out of it. It was Mount Sorrento, but it was the coolest thing that I've ever seen, but close enough that we could stop our ship and I could get photos with my cell phone, which is crazy.
It is, but I mean, how exciting is that? I mean, how often do you get to see that type of experience?
Exactly.
If someone's listening and thinking, well, is this an all-inclusive type of experience with Windstar?
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about that?
So we like to say we're as inclusive as your guests want to be. So there are several inclusive lines out there, but you know, it includes beverages and alcohol and all of that. But of course, all of those prices are included in the price of your cruise. It's not that it's free. They've mm-hmm. just rolled it all in. With Windstar, we give you an option. We have our ship itself is pretty inclusive. All of the food and beverage and dining, all of the specialty dining is included. All of the non-alcoholic drinks are included. What we do not include is alcohol, but we do, because not everyone drinks, mm-hmm. but we do have what we call the all-in package that they can purchase, which will make you a fully inclusive sailing. But the best part about it is we do not require both people in the cabin to purchase this all-inclusive. So if one of the passengers drink and the other does not, you don't have to buy it for both. So we allow our guests to make the decision whether they want to be all-inclusive or not.
And speaking of your cabin, what is it like, you know, what is that feel that you can experience from your cabin?
Mm-hmm.
So they're all beautifully appointed. We have two different types of ships, as I mentioned earlier. We have three ships that are sailing yachts. Those are absolutely gorgeous. We do not have any inside cabin, so every single cabin has a view. And the sailing ships, the cabin sizes are a little bit smaller, but they are beautifully appointed. Our guests actually are always shocked when they walk in because, you know, you think it's going to be small, like ship cabins are, but the way that they're laid out, they're beautifully appointed. And then we have our star-class ships, and those are our all-suite yachts. Are all suite ships. And those are actually being renovated this year where we're going to be adding additional suites and additional, we'll actually have a three-bedroom, three-bathroom, large veranda owner suite on board. But with those cabins all start at 277 square feet. Guests who walk into those cabins think they've received an upgrade, but every single one of the cabins are like that. And the bathrooms have two double sinks and a big walk-in shower. And the best part for me is those particular, every single cabin on board, those, they have a walk-in closet. How many ships have you been on with a walk-in closet?
Nope, not many.
Rare, very rare.
So, and the best part, a little hint that I give is, you know, always purchase the laundry service. It's very inexpensive, but they do your laundry every day and they come and hang it up. So you don't even have to put your clothes away. It's the greatest thing in the world.
I'm packing my bags in my mind right now, Diana. I just want you to know.
Without a doubt.
There's one destination that I'd like to ask you about because this has been on my bucket list for so long, and it's Tahiti.
I actually went on that sailing myself. It was absolutely incredible. First of all, you know, I had a whole different view of what I thought Tahiti was going to be before I went. And, you know, Tahiti, you arrive in Papeete. 75% of the population lives in Papeete. It's absolutely beautiful, but it's very crowded. It, you know, it's city-ish like. Once you go out to these beautiful islands, and by ship is the best way to do it because otherwise you're spending all of your time in the air, but every island was absolutely different. One island had mountains. The next island had waterfalls. The next island was just all sand. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. My very favorite part, my very favorite thing that I did when I was in Tahiti, we actually did what's called the drift snorkeling tour, and this was in Taha. It was like I was swimming in an open aquarium. We even caught a giant octopus, and I say giant. It was probably, if I made a circle with my arms, that's how big it was, but to me, that's giant. But the guide actually pulled the octopus out, and we all were able to hold it, and we watched it swim back into the water.
What?
I was watching schools of angelfish. And if you like sharks and you want to swim with sharks, we have a lot of shark diving. I would never do that in a million years, but it is absolutely incredible and beautiful. And everyone on the sailing just goes on and on about the snorkeling and the scuba diving that we have available.
And Diana, if I'm thinking about, wow, this sounds great, what's the average person take, how many days, and you have opportunities to say, actually, your star collector voyages are incredible. So let's talk a little bit about that.
You know, I think that most, you know, I don't know that I have any concrete figures with that, but I would say that most people start on Windstar, their very first sailing, they'll do a 7 to 10 day sailing. Mm-hmm. That's usually what they choose. The ones that come back with Windstar, the repeat guests, which we have a lot of, then they start doing the Star Collector voyages, which basically are a back-to-back voyage, but they'll do anywhere from, you know, 12 to sometimes, you know, up to 54 nights. So it really is different, but once you're on a Windstar sailing, and truthfully, if you're in Europe, I mean, why not do a back-to-back? You know, you've already spent the money, you've already got the time, go to Europe and see more than what you're able to do. We actually have a Grand Mediterranean, which is a 54-night Mediterranean sailing with only, there are 60 days, so 6 out of 54 nights, that's not very many, and only 4 repeat ports.
How do you ever leave the ship? How do you ever go home?
Absolutely. I know. Can you imagine? So, I mean, well, you'd probably have to go home because you'd have to go on a diet after 54 nights.
But you wouldn't.
It's really.
But with laundry service, you can go home with clean clothes.
Exactly. Also, I mean, we can do the radio show from the ship.
We can do it any place.
Let's just do
it. Works out.
There
you
go. Yeah.
Diane,
that's a good idea. Let's do that.
There's so much to do with Windstar. There's so many things that are just, like you say, you're 180 degrees from the ordinary because this is so very, very different. And they don't put you to work, you know, with the sailing side of it or anything like that. You're just taken such good care of, and you get to have that experience that you're in secluded areas, or sometimes you're in major places, especially when you're in Asia. You see the cosmopolitan, and all of a sudden you're in some place that you've never, ever imagined.
Yep.
Absolutely. Last year, I was lucky enough to actually go to Japan with Windstar, and, you know, it's a 10-day Tokyo to Osaka, but it was so beautiful. And every port that you go to, it's such a welcoming culture. And they really do, the Japanese really treat you as their own personal guest. But it was so beautiful to see every different area of Japan. I mean, it's not the same. It's just like, to me, I assume Japan, it must all look alike. Just like I'm sure people think the U.S. all looks alike. And it was so vastly different every port that we went to.
Wow. Okay, before we run out of time, I want to talk about two things. It's not too late to make a reservation for 2019, right?
That is correct. In fact, we have a great sale going on this week.
What would that be?
So we have our nice, what we call our one-week sales, and there's incredible discounts for 2019 and even some 2020 sailings.
And that's great because at our all tour offices, the Travel Authority, we have all that information. So that's exciting.
Well, yes. Colleen and I are definitely looking at Papeete to Papeete right now. And we'll just be packing our bags and ready to do a radio show aboard Windstar Cruises. How about it?
That sounds great. That sounds great. You should also look at our 2020. We'll be going to Fiji.
Well, okay, if
we
have to.
While you're going.
I mean, you know, if we have to.
I can't even handle this at all.
This is a dream come true for Colleen. We know we always get her so excited because her bucket list is vast, but this is definitely the type she likes.
Yeah, it looks like Windstar could pretty much take care of 90% of my travel needs.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
It's true. Well, Diana,
there you go. You said it.
Thank you so much, of course, for showing us a little more of the wonderful world with Windstar Cruises. Bonnie Pintozzi, you have so many friends in the travel business. I mean, wherever it is that someone wants to go, you can get them there, right?
There's not a doubt about it. We can get you there.
Yes, indeed. Once again, Bonnie Pintozzi, the Travel Authority and L-Tour Company, and Windstar Cruises. If you want to find out more, you know what to do. Go visit the Travel Authority. Talk to your favorite travel agent and get yourself on a Windstar Cruise. We'll take a quick break. Coming up, it's time for a little winning and weird Wednesday on WTCM.
And clouds are white, the bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.